This is the Great California Shakeout. You are about to join millions of Californians in the largest earthquake drill in U.S. history. Practice now so you can protect yourself without hesitation during a real earthquake. This is an earthquake drill. Right now, drop, cover, and hold on. Again, this is an earthquake drill. This is not a real earthquake. Unless you're driving, drop to the ground immediately. Take cover by getting under a sturdy desk or table. Hold on to it until the shaking stops. If you can't get under sturdy furniture, stay low and protect your head and neck with your arms. If you're indoors, stay indoors. If you're outdoors, stay outdoors. Injuries are more likely when you try to move around. Right now, imagine what would be happening around you during a major earthquake with strong shaking that could last from a few seconds up to 2 minutes. You would be experiencing sudden and intense back and forth motions of up to 6 feet per second. The floor or the ground would jerk sideways out from under you. That's why you must drop, cover, and hold on. Every unsecured object around you could topple, fall, or become airborne, potentially causing serious injury. Look around and imagine. What would fall on you or others? What would be damaged? This is an earthquake drill. If you're in a high-rise or a public building, drop, cover, and hold on. Do not use elevators. If you're outdoors, move to a clear area away from wires, buildings, and anything else that could fall and hurt you, but only if you can safely do so. If there's something sturdy to get under, drop, cover, and hold on. Otherwise, sit on the ground until the shaking is over. If you're in a stadium or theater, drop, cover, and hold on. Protect your head and your neck with your arms. Don't try to leave until the shaking is over. If you're in bed, stay there and hold on. Protect your head with a pillow. If you're driving, don't do anything now. During an actual earthquake, coast over to the side of the road, stop, and set the parking brake. Avoid bridges and overhead hazards. Stay inside the vehicle until the shaking is over. It's been 2 minutes and the shaking is over, but after a real earthquake, there will be aftershocks. What can you do now before a real earthquake so that you can reduce your losses and recover as quickly as possible? If you live along the coast, what do you need to know and do to protect yourself from a possible tsunami? Visit shakeout.org to learn more about how to prepare, protect, and recover. You can also share stories or photos of your shakeout drill. This concludes our earthquake drill. Thank you for participating in the Great California Shakeout, the largest earthquake drill in U.S. history.